iTunes International. Virus free.
Around the world and down your street.
4 decades of great music, only on Bondi Tunes International. This is Bondi Tunes Plus.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, where it's pouring rain. Yes, I love the rain. Here's Queen to start our show and Love of My Life. Love of My Life on Bond iTunes Plus. I had a chance to actually go and see Queen live in the UK, and I didn't take it. I was busy. I wouldn't be busy now. Right, let's go back to the 60s now and the Beatles. Michelle.
That's all I want.
Michel from the Beatles, from their album, actually, it was from Rubber Soul in 1965. That song itself as a single was released in 1966. What age were you? I was four. Bondi Tunes Plus playing music from the 40s to the 90s. I like this. This is Tex Ritter.
During the North African campaign, a group of soldier boys had been on a long hike. They came to a town called Bazerte. The next day, being Sunday, some of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayers, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had prayer books took them out, but this one boy only had a deck of cards, so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the boy was taken prisoner, brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "What have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, because if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier boy said, "Sir, I had been on a long march for 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy began his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace in my deck of cards, it reminds me there is but one God. The deuce tells me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testaments. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I look at the four, I think of the four great evangelists who preached the gospel. There were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I look at the 6, I know that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And the 7 tells me that on the 7th day he rested from his work and called it holy. When I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. It was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. Of course, when I see the 10, I always remember the 10 commandments. The 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on the tablets of stone. And when I see the king, sir, I know there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. When I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the queen of heaven. And the jack or knave is the devil. When I count the spots on my deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. And 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my deck of cards serves me not only as a Bible, almanac, but also a prayer book."
A Well, that did tell us, didn't it? Tex Ritter and the Deck of Cards, that was recorded in 1948. But I'll tell you what, that was a piece of scripture, if you like, well before 1948. A woman, what was her name? Mary Bacon. She was a British farmer's wife, and she wrote that in 1762. The things you learn when you're having fun. Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. As the rain pours outside my window on this beach, we will now go to a melody with Black Rose.
Cancer-free my melody.
Is the right thing.
Can't you feel my melody? Can't you feel my melody? Can't you see? It makes me free. Can't you feel my melody? Can't you feel my melody? Don't blame me on my.
Well, that did bring me back, I must say. Black Rose Melody from the 90s here on Bondi Tunes Plus. God, it was so 90s, wasn't it? I didn't realise that music in the 90s was so different than it is now. It just seemed like yesterday to me, when I was jumping around nightclub floors, sticky as they were from people's spilt beer, and the smoke in the air. Ah, it was a lot of fun though, wasn't it? Bondi Tunes Plus play music from the 40s to the 90s. It's time we did our foreign song of the week. Are you excited? Tu non mi basti mai.
Vorrei essere il vestito che porterai, il rossetto che userai. Vorrei sognarti come non ti ho sognato mai. Ti incontro per strada e divento triste, perché poi penso che te ne andrai. Vorrei essere l'acqua della doccia che fai, le lenzuola del letto dove dormirai, l'hamburger di sabato sera che mangerai. Vorrei essere il motore della tua macchina, così di colpo mi accenderai. Ah. Tu non mi basti mai, davvero non mi basti mai. Tu dolce terra di dove non sono stato mai. Parlarti come non faccio mai, voglio sognarti come non ti sogno mai, essere l'anello che porterai, la spiaggia dove camminerai, lo specchio che ti guarda se lo guarderai, lo guarderai. Vorrei essere l'uccello che accarezzerai, io dalle tue mani non volerei mai. Vorrei essere la tomba quando morirai, e dove abiterai, il cielo sotto il quale dormirai, così non ci lasceremo mai, neanche se muoio e lo sai. Tu non mi basti. Davvero non mi basti mai. Io ci provo, sai, non mi dimenticare mai. Thank you.
Yeah, that's our foreign language song of the week, Tu non mi basti mai, by Lucio Della. It's Italian, don't you know? I just got a new cat. It's a young cat, and it meows. So if you hear a meow, that's my new cat. We call it Cat. 1980 was a funny year. Well, funny's not quite the word. Some strange things happened when Jimmy Carter was still in power. He signed a bill requiring 19 and 20-year-old males to register for a peacetime military draft in response to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And also, there was a heat wave in the United States, and that claimed between 1,250 and 10,000 lives, and a massive drought creating agricultural damage estimates neared $44 billion. Gosh. Well, okay. 1980, I was actually in France in a campsite, and it poured rain in the tent, which was on a hill. So I woke up, myself and my schoolmate, we woke up with water virtually over our heads. And in 1980, Dan Fogelberg had a huge hit with this.
Tunes International.
Bye.
It was their decade, wasn't it? Earth, Wind and Fire and Boogie Wonderland from the 1970s here on Bondi Tunes Plus. A word about our podcast service. We have a podcast service where you can hear all our shows on demand, not just this music show, but also our two-hour weekly chat show. We've got correspondents all over the world, literally, and our chat show airs on this station. You can hear it all at any time on our podcast, which is Bondi Tunes, B-O-N-D-I Tunes, .podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, .com. Right, a bit of Cole Porter wouldn't go amiss.
Rewound the clock, since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red siesta, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Stan in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that lady mental standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got in any brain you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast the bed from Simmons, cause Frank will know anything goes.
Cheery stuff amidst a looming war in Europe. That's, of course, Anything Goes by Cole Porter here on Bondi Tunes Plus. Actually, let's stay in the what I call the innocent eras, the 40s in terms of music and film. Well, maybe to a lesser extent. Yeah, let's go to the 1950s and the Flamingos here on Bondi Tunes Plus.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am
maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
Well, the Flamingos were the first to have that hit, I Only Have Eyes For You, in 1959. And a lot of people my age would probably recognise that song as a big hit in the 1970s by Art Garfunkel. That's how I remember it, anyway. It was being covered by a lot of people, including Carly Simon in 2005, and also a huge hit in 2015 for Takashi Miike in Japan. Now, gosh, we're talking internationally today, but we are an international show. Let's go to a New Zealand band and a big hit for them in the 1980s, Crowded House Don't Dream. It's over. Tim and Neil Finn, of course, from Crowded House and Don't Dream It's Over. One of them had a band called Split Ends, or as they say in New Zealand, Split Ins. I can't remember which one. I should Google that. Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. My phone just talked to me for some weird reason. It thought I was saying, hello, Google. I wasn't. Right, this is a great song, and it's really sad to hear about the death of Black some years ago. But, you know, this song just says it all for me. It's called Wonderful Life.
So wonderful.
Black and Wonderful Life here on Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s as it pours down upon us here on Bondi Beach in Sydney. Let's go to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I could do with a bit of sherry, baby. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and of course, Sherry Baby. I knew someone called Sherry around about the time that was in the charts, and she hated that song. I understand. It's right up there with Come On Eileen. I knew someone called Eileen when I worked at McDonald's in 1980. She hated the song Come On Eileen. So this is for her.
Son of the radio, with a billion hearts in my mouth.
Kevin Rowland and Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. 40 years later, Eileen, I hope you're not still working McDonald's. No offence, but sorry again. Bondi Tunes plus Billie Holiday. Autumn in New York. Oh, yes, please.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York. That brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York. It lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park. Greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Billie Holiday and Autumn in New York. It certainly is autumn here in Australia with the weather we're having. Not complaining. I'm not. We had La Nina kind of summer and we didn't get a summer, which is a bit like summer in Ireland. You know, 15 degrees and pouring rain all the time. Anyway, must go. My name's Henry and I'm losing my voice and I also live on Bondi Beach. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Henry O'Donovan.